Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I was walking down the street one day.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. Peter Myers, our guest. Peter is the author of Creating and Dominating New Markets, also Warp Speed Growth, two books that I absolutely, you should see my copies. They're dog-eared, they're worn out. I've just almost committed them to memory. They're such great books. And you hear me talking about Creating and Dominating New Markets all the time because he's the guy, folks, who taught us that small business owners can actually create and dominate new markets. Peter Meyer, give us a website. Tell us how we can find you in the books, please.
Oh, that'd be easy enough. The way to look for the books or the website is either go through the book's name, which is creatinganddominatingnewmarkets.com, or my name, MeyerGRP.com, Meyer Group with GRP.com.
And that's MeyerGRP.com. So check it out,
right,
folks. You'll be glad you did. Peter, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about guaranteeing your work to guarantee success, or guarantee success by guaranteeing your work. And I would like to at some point in this segment, talk about finishing up what we talked about earlier about employees, empowering them. Is there anything else that you want, before we do that, though, that you would like to focus on?
The reason that we can empower employees is that we can empower ourselves. And that's what they see and what they go with. The example that we set is the example that they will tend to follow. And if we set an example of we take care of our customers, we work from what we know is excellent and present that as part of our value proposition, our excellence, the employee will want to do the same thing.
When I work with my employees and my contractors on our website and on our technology, the one thing that they get from me is we do not abuse the user. And that's a form of a guarantee to whoever comes to our website. We will never abuse you. We'll never make you click 16 times just to read one article or whatever. I believe that technology, that whenever someone uses your technology, there should always be something in it for them. My point is, that's the kind of thing I tell my employees and my contractors who help me with these things. And so when they're developing things for us, they have that in mind. And I think that makes them feel better.
I think that they will do a better job knowing your values clearly.
Right.
And your values come from within you, and they will see that and resonate from their own values. Setting the example. Exactly right.
And if you're going to do this, and this is something I've talked about quite a bit on the show, Peter, and written about quite a bit. If you're going to do this, you have to make sure when you give people the authority and they actually... you encourage them to go out on the limb and solve a customer's problem and make decisions, take initiative. You have to convince them. They have to know that if they mess up, that you're going to redeem them.
That they are safe for experimenting? I absolutely agree. They must feel safe for experimenting, safe for taking care of your values. That is an excellent point.
Well, and then I have the question that I think is one of the most powerful management questions. And folks, this is all connected to Peter's idea of guaranteeing your work to guarantee success. This is very closely connected. I never had thought about it like this before. And Peter, my question is, what did we learn? Instead of fussing or complaining or yelling or firing someone, the redemption question is, all right, so we messed up. What did we learn?
When you ask that question, Jim, you're saying to everybody, including yourself, I value learning and growth.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't that important to value among ourselves and our employees, learning and growth? We want to grow our businesses. We better start by growing ourselves.
One of the most powerful experiences I've ever had in the marketplace has been when I had an issue with a company and talked to the first line of employee and became convinced that that person was completely charged with making me happy and that these were the values of the company. Not the owner wasn't telling me this. An hourly employee was telling me this. That's a very powerful experience. Made me want to come back every time.
I can understand that. I think it's very appropriate.
So last thoughts, 30 seconds.
If we guarantee our own sense of excellence to our customers, they will pay a premium, we'll feel better. Mm-hmm. Why not take advantage of that?
And in the long term, maybe not even that long, maybe just the longer short term, maybe not today, but certainly tomorrow, the next day, you'll make more money. You'll be more successful, won't you?
Higher margins, more revenue. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, and you'll feel better, too. I like that part.
Exactly.
Hey, Peter, thanks again for being here. We always
pleasure.
Be smarter
Thank
when you.
You
join us.
Thank you very much.
Peter Meyer, ladies and gentlemen. Meyer Group, MeyerGrp.com is the website. Creating and Dominating New Markets is the book. That's one of my favorites. And then also Warp Speed Growth. Check that out, too. Peter will be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.